brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's big-time talk when you turn on the news shows of indictments in the Bush White House. High-level officials, authorities, not servants, but our officials, our gods. And there's all sorts of news about martial law and preparations for it and this big fat police state and what's happening with the economy and the dollar and oil prices. Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us in 29 minutes or so. He'll be joining us to talk about a host of issues. We always look forward to the numero uno member of Congress, one of the few good people there. And he is even heads above the other people that are half decent in Congress. Heads, shoulders, you name it, above them. So the very busy congressman will take out time, as he does every few months, to give us a legislative update on several issues, including the hate crimes bill, coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to take calls in the next 30 minutes and cover a bunch of other news. What's happening with the border? They're now having to put armored vehicles down there. A lot of stuff happening right now. Ken, and then Radkin, and Barack, and Steve. Ken and KC, you're on the air. All right, he's gone. Let him go. Radkin in Vermont. Radkin, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm very humbled and don't even know what to say at this moment. But this morning, listening to your show, there was digital interruption in the words. And I noticed that also on the Power Hour when they were talking about Hurricane Katrina. In other words,
well, how are you listening, sir?
On shortwave. On shortwave radio, Alex.
Yeah, well, I think they're on different frequencies than I am.
Well, yeah, they are on different frequencies, but it was the same type of digital interruption, like parts of the words would be cut out. And I didn't know if that was technology that you knew was being used to jam during critical information.
Nah, it's probably us. Certainly we've been jammed before. One time we had Voice of America follow us around the dial. We would move frequencies and they'd follow us around. And, you know, it could be that, but Lord knows what's happening. I really don't know.
Let me just ask you this, too. I called up last week to see, because I know you've mentioned, you just when you were talking about your specials, and that if you bought two or three or something, it got the price down to $5.95 or something like that?
Yeah, I'm doing that with American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. It's in the Skull and Bones and Bush and Kerry being cousins and a lot of other 9/11 issues. It's a good video. And you buy one for $19.95. Each additional of that is $5.95.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any special offer if one just wants to get every work you've ever produced? Like you've got, what, 10 or 11 videos now and a couple books?
12. You know what? That's a great idea. People keep recommending that, and I will do that. There will be a special up there by tomorrow, a huge discount if you get everything.
That's what I'd love. That's what I'd love because, okay, thank you very much.
No, thank you, Radkin. I appreciate you holding, and I appreciate your support, sir. Believe me, and we really do appreciate it. We put it to good use. Brock, up north in Canada. Welcome, Brock.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to ask you about Hurricane Katrina, if you think possibly there was weather modification to manipulate any of that.
Well, you know, I cover what I can prove, but we've had meteorologists and others on who say there was clear evidence that it was being manipulated, and we know the technology does exist, but again, I don't know.
Yeah, and the other thing is, what were they trying to prove? I mean, FEMA was just the enemy in that. I mean,
well, it's always multifaceted. The globalists will get tens of billions of dollars in contracts out of it, hundreds of billions, not tens of billions. And actually, FEMA, by screwing up and cutting police lines, and I was talking to an emergency medical worker yesterday who was there that would talk about, you know, FEMA sabotaging. I mean, the cops have been on national TV saying that they sabotaged. Hey, well, stay there, Barack, and I'll explain when we get back. You can give me your take on it, and then we'll talk to Steve and a few others. But I'm gonna talk to Barack and Steve. I'm going to cover news. We'll take a few more calls, and then good old Congressman Ron Paul joining us coming up in about 25 minutes. Don't forget the websites, InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Ron Paul, Congressman's coming up here in about 25 minutes. Ton of news. I'm just going to talk to Brock and Steve and then get back into the news. Brock said, why did FEMA screw up so bad? I mean, how does that help them? And, I mean, I'll answer that question. The war on drugs is a complete, total failure. At least on the surface reasons. Oh, the war on drugs is to keep your kids off heroin and cocaine and keep you safe. But wait a minute, the government's been caught hundreds of times on airfields where the local cops come bust them and it's CIA guys or DEA with, jet loads of cocaine and heroin, and they just flash national ID card, federal police cards, and the cops still hold them and they get a presidential order to release them, national security. It happens, they found 18-wheelers full of cocaine on the Texas border, and then the FBI comes and snatches it from Border Patrol and says, it's our load, shut up, let our driver go. I mean, the drug war is about going after their competition. It's about setting up a police state. It's about filling the private prisons that are owned by the same drug-dealing families with your kids that are dumb enough to use them. And then Dudley Do-Right cop pulls them over and finds the drugs. It's about generating a sustained crime wave because junkies will steal to get money, which then again goes directly into the pockets of the globalists. So it's really a hidden tax, and it's big, big business. So the war on drugs is a great success if you really know the real reason for it. Well, if FEMA had gone in and done a great job, there wouldn't have been a problem. Would they be able to call now for total military occupation of the U.S.? They'd be able to call for unlimited power. FEMA already had unlimited power. It's just unconstitutional. They now have to legitimize its use. So why did FEMA jam police communications from the hour the hurricane hit? They were there jamming them. They had military jamming systems. This is like mainstream news. Jamming the police. So two-thirds of the cops walk off the job. Okay? Two-thirds walk off. Then FEMA runs around all over the state cutting down police towers. I mean, they go. Cops would see a van pulled up at the transmitter tower for the police radio, which is a very good system, and they'd go, what's going on there? And they'd pull over, and the guys would flash FEMA badges, and they'd be, you know, guys with high and tight haircuts with submachine guns. And then FEMA would say, we're in control here. Back off, back off. And, well, why are you cutting it? I mean, you know, if you're in control, just tell us not to use it. And then finally, police in three different parishes posted armed guards to protect the communications. I mean, FEMA was caught blocking boats, blocking police, blocking water. FEMA had water there, you know, a day into the Superdome disaster, but had the troops hold the people back and not give them the water. This is all admitted. Why? Because if you have images of bedlam, if you have images of breakdown, then you get this call for more power and control. By screwing up, they get more. So, I mean, that's what's happened. And it turns out there were very little looters, very little crime, only a few shootings. It was all hyped up to, again, create this Bush's security's number one. We need to get rid of Posse Comitatus, which they don't need to get rid of Posse Comitatus to have troops in there if the governor calls them in during an emergency. But they want to get rid of it because the troops have been training quietly to run our lives for over 15 years. Brock, does that answer your question?
It does, and somewhat, you know, I'm just wondering if there was a plan from these occultists to target the black people, because they sure did that in Africa, you know, displacing them, and there are a bunch of sickos that I think are high-level Aryans, you know, and I wondered if that played into it, like, let's target and abuse the black people.
Well, I appreciate your call. You know, that's the enigma. That's this alchemy the globalists engage in, political alchemy, or creative destruction, as they call it. I had a lady walk to me last night at the movie showing, and she said, Alex, she said, I don't get this. The Zionists are involved. The Nazis are involved. There's all these groups involved. You know, why would the Zionists and the Nazis work together? I mean, it's in their own documents. This is like, again, this is in major newspapers. Major books have been written by professors about this, Jewish professors. And this is in the Jewish newspapers in Israel. Big factions, the dominant factions of the Zionists. There's really three factions. But the big dominant faction was into the occult, too. And they were in the same secret societies as Hitler. And they wanted to persecute and do that to Jews, to make Jews leave Germany and areas of Europe, to make them go to Israel. And they wrote books, and they praised Hitler. Kurt Nemo, you know, when I got attacked by Jewish Review magazine, Kurt Nemo went to my defense and dug up all the mainstream news articles and documents, and I appreciate that, and put together a big, like, 10-page article just full of hyperlinks to mainstream news admitting it. So, see, this stuff doesn't make sense. You know, the government wants to have the drug war fail. The government wants to fail in New Orleans. The government, you know, wants disease to spread. The government wants to... This is how they get their control. And look, throughout history, elites have been corrupt. It doesn't matter if they're Chinese or Jewish or German or English. Elites tend to be corrupt. In fact, more than 10, they almost always are. And so, it's like Hitler worked with the Japanese. They were his big buddies. They weren't Aryan. So, I mean, Hitler's working with the Zionists. These are evil people run together in the same groups, in the same camps. And yeah, you've got these globalists who are royal Israelites, is what they call themselves, British Royal Israelism. You know, that's where that whole thing comes from, this thing of the Aryans are the real Jews and all of this. I mean, that's not some new thing. The Queen of England is sworn in as an Israelite. You know, she is christened, she is coronated, is the proper term, on the stone that supposedly Abraham was going to sacrifice Jacob on. And so they see themselves as the real Zionist, and then the Jews must die. They see Hasidic Arabic Jews as the enemy. And that's why you had Zionists in 1953 to 1960 radiating 100,000 acidic, yeah, they're acidic like a tomato or something, no, Hasidic Jews, you know, the darker Jews from Spain and other areas. And they just marched them up and fried their little heads and killed most of them on the spot. And again, it was all dark Jews that they targeted. That's in Haaretz, folks. That's in the Jerusalem Post. And so the Jewish Review can attack me all day for saying that. I mean, but they're dumb enough to then send a link over to my website where people will just read Haaretz saying. Now, Haaretz doesn't say they targeted the brown Jews. It just says they targeted, this group of Jews, who you notice are the darker ones. And then you got the guys, you know, stomping around with their eye patches and their shaved head and that one blue eye staring out at you. I mean, in fact, there's been reports of, famous Jewish leaders on airplanes going, "I had to ride with all those low Jews." I mean, it's the same thing, folks. And so it's a sick joke. I mean, I'm against barbecuing brown Jews, so I'm bad. I'm anti-Semitic. Well, so be it then. I mean, if it's anti-Semitic to not want to microwave Jews, then I'm anti-Semitic. If it's liberal to be pro-gun and pro-border, anti-abortion, I'm a liberal. I mean, literally, if the shoe fits, wear it. Of course, the shoe doesn't fit, and these groups have just lost all credibility. We fight Nazis, we fight the Klan. I got a death threat this weekend, two of them actually. Well, one death threat, one and another threatening thing. You know, calling me you're nothing but an in lover. You know, look, I don't like the racist black groups either. And then again, you got the racist black groups saying they're the chosen people, they're the real Jews. It really gets pretty old, folks. I don't care. As long as you want me to have freedom, I care about you. But if you're a white supremacist running around saying you're supreme, or you're a Jew saying it, or you're a Mecha or La Raza group saying it, then you got another thing coming. You know, I am a minority in Texas now as a white person. And, some of these Hispanic groups want to shoot their mouths off and go, "Ha, ha, ha, we're taking over." No, the big banks are going to use you to balkanize this state. You're going to end up worse on the end of it, just like everybody else is, except for the elite. Steve in Texas. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate the chance to talk. There was something that every time I see it or hear it, it just really bugs me, and that's this so-called non-lethal taser gun that the police use.
Taser has now had to take that off. They are now a lethal weapon.
Well, and I started to dawn on me, and I was thinking about this. There's something just inhumane about that. If we were to do that to an animal, you know, we would go to jail instantly. But when I just recently, I think in Austin, another man in their custody was died just over the weekend or last weekend about it. And I when I listen to you and I hear you mention, you know, the prison planet and police state and all that, it started to dawn on me that, you know, we really are becoming slaves. And if we make a comparison between tasers of today and the slave driver's whip of yesteryears, then we can make a comparison that back in those days, that was considered a non-lethal weapon. They had guns. They could have killed their slaves, though they didn't want to. They wanted to whip them into submission, and that's exactly what a taser gun does. It gets you to submit whether you want to or not.
And now they're saying that they're lethal and they're going to keep using them, and Taser is increasing the power.
Yes, and I just made
a bunch of cops have sued because they're told they have to be tasered in training, and they're having heart attacks and stuff.
Right, and it just really.
I mean, if that Taser hits the right nerve gangle, you know, hits the right nerve pattern, nerve jumble. I mean, you're going to have problems.
Right. I just more for me, I was making the comparison between, you know, keeping the slaves in order. That's exactly what they're using today. They want us to submit and stay in order. You know, if you're stopped by a police officer and if you don't submit and do everything they tell you to, then, you know, there's a possibility he might pull out his taser gun and taser you until you submit. And the slave drivers did that with the slaves. They'd whip them, you know, sting them, and that's exactly what the taser does. It stings.
Yeah, they ought to just start carrying cat or nine tails. That's a good. They are the authorities, the officials. We're the civilians.
Thanks, Alex. Just wanted to make that comparison.
No, Steve. Excellent point. Hidden in plain view. Thanks for pointing it out to me. All right, we'll be right back. I'll cover some news, and we'll talk to the congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Let's get back into the news. Border agents in armored cars. This out of the news of Australia. Won't really hear about this here. U.S. law enforcement officers have started patrolling a remote stretch of the Arizona-Mexico border in armored cars after agents were shot at. They get shot at every week. Pelted with rocks and rammed by Mexican smugglers in a surge of violence, authorities say. And MS-13, Los Zetas, all of them have called. There have been big, you know, $50,000, $200,000 bounties in the newspapers openly. Does our government call for people to be arrested who openly put bounties out? No, because they want to break this country down. Smugglers fired on sheriff's deputies and agents six times during the period and pelted them with rocks 104 occasions. 104 occasions. And also Mexican troops have now been seen firing yet again. In August, stone-hurdling Mexican smugglers donned a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, downed a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol 8-station helicopter. You see there, ladies and gentlemen? Violent attacks have increased sharply in recent months, so we decided to acquire an armored vehicle so as to better protect our agents, U.S. Border Patrol spokesman said. You know what? I want the head of the Border Patrol Union back on. We had him on about a year ago. Called it a New World Order takeover. Folks, they got armored vehicles and sound cannons in most major cities. They'll call them out if you're having basically a Boy Scout march. I mean, literally. The citizens are evil. We got to be watched. But we should have tanks on the border. We should engage the Mexican troops. They fire one bullet over that border. We should call in warthogs and kill them all. A foreign enemy government who openly wants to take our country over is firing hundreds of times at us. Our consulates are being fired at, and our government doesn't do a thing. Meanwhile, a country across the ocean that's done nothing to us is invaded. I mean, I'm really sick of it. He said the Yuma Sector Border Patrol acquired a 3,855-kilogram armored car from the Baltimore Police Department and plan to use it for patrols in the remote desert region as soon as it has been refitted. A spokesman for the Yuma Sheriff's Department said deputies began patrolling last week in a 8,165-kilogram British-made armored car powered by a Rolls-Royce engine they bought secondhand. I mean, they need 50 armored vehicles. They need warrior-wheeled vehicles. They need howitzers. They need LAWS rockets. They need to attack and kill those Mexican troops. Folks, they've killed FBI, they've killed Border Patrol, they've killed Forest Service, they've killed a whole bunch of sheriff's deputies. Last time I checked, they've killed 5 deputies this year in Texas on the border. I mean, I'm sick of it. You're going to pull me over and ask to search my car looking for guns in the state of Texas while our border's wide open and the U.S. mission is closed because of rocket attacks. Where are your priorities, you idiots? I mean, we're under attack down there by a foreign military. And I want those foreign troops dead, dead, dead. They shoot at our military. They shoot at our Border Patrol. Engage them and wipe them out. I've had the union head on several times. I had him on about 2 years ago. I've had them all on, and they'll sit there and tell you. I've had retired agents on, right after they retire. You've heard them. You've heard them on other shows. They are told to run, not to shoot back. They have them out there with handguns. Every one of them should have been issued Barrett semi-automatic 50 cals. The second, you know, a Mexican armored vehicle opened fires on them, they have armored Humvees with Heckler and Koch submachine guns from 500 yards away, man, you got a 50. Just don't stop. I want to mount helicopters with 50s. Cobras, you name it. They need blimps up there, tethered blimps, which they have, but the Army won't let them use it for interdiction of ground smugglers. They only let them use it for other interdictions of aircraft. I mean, it's time, folks. We're under attack. But no, got to have the military in New Orleans, got to have Dutch troops, got to have Mexican troops, got to set the precedent for foreign troops in America while our troops are overseas. You know what? So what if we have a war with Mexico? So what if we put troops down there and they start it? Let them start it. We'll kick their butts again. I'm tired of it. This country is under attack. The enemy is ramming down the gates and killing people. And these FBI agents just love it. They love getting shot. These Border Patrol agents, I know they don't love it, but they got the FBI out making mean statements about the Minutemen. Does he sit there with spy glasses reporting the illegal aliens? By the way, these coyotes, these Mexican troops, feed on the poor Mexican people. They're the number one cause of death. You don't hear the immigrant groups caring about that because you don't care about Mexicans. You care about the New World Order. Be right back with Congressman Ron Paul.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
FM dial from Kansas City, Missouri to Los Angeles, California, from Niagara Falls, New York to Pensacola, Florida. Simulcasting on WWCR Global Shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are very honored to have Congressman Ron Paul with us for the next 25 minutes. We appreciate him and his busy schedule. They're actually lining up some people to run against him. His 67% election rate is not daunting them, and with these new electronic voting machines, look out, got to really support the congressman this year. That's a message to all the troops out there on the front lines of the fight for this republic. But Congressman, first off, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, good to be with you again.
You bet. Now they're having to finally send armored vehicles to the border. There have been 600 deaths in the last 8 months on the Texas-Mexico border. They closed the U.S. mission because of rocket attacks and machine gun attacks. As you know, Nuevo Laredo is completely shut down. Laredo is shut down. Almost no tourism. And Bush is just ignoring the entire problem.
Yep, and I imagine he will because he's for the New World Order, and you know he's not going to oppose any of these moves. I was in a high school class just this morning, and I talked to the principal, and that was one of the main things he wanted to talk to me on a personal level was the burden that the local schools have with illegal immigrants, and they have all the federal mandates, and it's a real problem to him personally as a teacher and as an administrator, and of course he recognized it was a burden for our taxpayers too.
But, I mean, in polls, 80-plus percent of the American people, including the majority of Hispanics, are against these open borders. Why are the Republicans and Democrats ignoring the mountain of public support to close them and the Constitution demanding it.
Well, I think it's an obsession with this fear of not being politically correct. I think that's part of it, and I think some of it is just flat out they think it's practical, pragmatic politics to do this. You point out that maybe the Hispanics aren't that supportive of open borders, which I agree with you, especially those who are American citizens and got here the honest way. But they have this notion that if they do anything to restrict immigration, that Hispanics will never vote for you, and therefore they would lose their vote. And that's the name of the game up there. It's not to deliberately undermine the Constitution. It's never deliberately to uphold the Constitution. Everything is designed to maintain or secure political power. And their interpretation is that this is a benefit. Now, you and I agree that they're not looking at it right because it's obviously a political liability from our viewpoint.
Well, Rome finally fell and became rotten from within because there were more people from outside the empire's core than there were that had been born there.
Right, and they believed in welfare at that time, too. They didn't think that they could that people would have to work. And for a long time, the Romans lived off to the lands that they conquered. But they eventually consumed all that they conquered, and they weren't producing anything, which is the tendency that we have this day, because we're not producing as we used to. So if we don't change our way, we will go the way of Rome. And I see that as rather sad. We should be protecting that element that protects all of us economically and politically, and that is personal liberty, and that would solve all our problems.
Congressman Ron Paul, speaking of politically correct, Myers, this new individual he wants for the Supreme Court, I mean, a big liberal, anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-abortion, a lot of conservative commentators are now being forced to admit that Bush is totally betraying the party. I mean, you said 3-4 years ago with your neocon speech that you know, more betrayals happen with Republicans than we have with Democrats. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think that's when conservatives let their guard down. If you see when Reagan was first elected and when the Bushes got in office, the effort to really fight for our values is diminished. People say, oh, we're in charge. And especially this last time in 2000, we had control of the administration, we had control of the House and the Senate, and therefore the court appointees would all be okay. And the conservatives just sort of get lackadaisical. And some of the worst things happen when you get the so-called conservative Republicans in charge from Nixon on down. You know, some of the terrible things, the big government flourishes under Republicans. But my problem, and those who argue the case for limited government as a Republican, is that, oh, you don't like our president. You're undermining the president. You're not loyal. If you don't support the war, you're unpatriotic. But I think what is happening right now with this appointment, finally, they're starting to wake up. They should have been awake years ago. But I think this appointment has all of a sudden galvanized the conservatives to speak out. Maybe they'll speak out more forcefully against the war as well as the problems with immigration and deal with these appointments as well.
Congressman, it seems like Bush really is living in a bubble. I mean, he says that he doesn't read the newspapers. I never believed that, but I think his advisors don't read the newspapers because 90-9 they vote that they can't torture somebody too much, and then Bush is sending people to prison through his Pentagon and his JAG generals are sending people to prison for 5 years for following orders. We have the Gonzales memos, and then Bush comes right out and says, I'm going to veto any law saying that we can't torture people. I mean, it's embarrassing.
You know, it's really hard to believe it's happening right in front of us, whether it's the torturing or whether it's the process of denying habeas corpus to an American citizen. You say, well, that's only 1, 2, or 3 people. But, boy, that principle is so significant. I think it's arrogance of power that they have where they themselves are like communists, not in the philosophy completely, but in the sense that they design what is right. You know, the Communist Party said what was right and wrong. It wasn't a higher source.
Well, Rove told the New York Times that. He said, we govern reality by telling you what it is, but if we don't play along, they're just clowns.
Yeah, they want to set these standards, and they're absolutely arrogant. That's why they need to be brought down to their knees, especially people like Rove, who have run the show for so long. This could be a big event pretty soon if Roe gets indicted.
Well, sir, you're a medical doctor, and I respect, you know, the fields of medicine and the study of this, but doesn't that sound like delusional behavior when you start saying, I mean, that's almost a medical condition, not just psychiatric, when you start saying, you know, I am the king, I make reality. I mean, that's like fruitcake land. That's dangerous.
Well, I think it is. I think it's borderline thinking. But I think a lot of politicians are borderline anyway. So, but when you get that much power and you're borderline on your thinking and where truth comes from, it's a rather dangerous situation. Because, and that's why I preach the Constitution. The Constitution is so important. A lot of people accuse me, well, Ron Paul, all he does is vote his personal beliefs. Well, in a way, that's true. But my personal belief is that you should follow the rule of law. But the rule of law is more important to me than anything else. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't change our laws and we shouldn't change our Constitution if need be. It's just that we ought to obey the rule of law. And so sometimes I have to go against my desires on some legislation. You know, they'll have a piece of federal legislation sounds pretty good to me. You know, maybe on liability reform or something like this. But I don't have the authority to do this. I'm not allowed to do this. So I'll have to vote against it in order to preserve what I think is important.
You're talking about the 10th Amendment, because the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and if we build this centralized system, it's going to be abused.
That's right, and that's the, you know, I think what has happened, or what happened over the last 100 years plus, was that after they passed the 14th Amendment, not immediately, but as time has evolved, the courts have ruled that the 14th Amendment repealed the 9th and the 10th Amendment. So that is totally ignored. If they want to do something, whether they're conservatives or liberals in Washington, they'll refer frequently to the General Welfare Clause or the Interstate Commerce Clause or the 14th Amendment. Conservatives like to use the 14th Amendment and say, oh, we have the authority to do this. And
what are the Democrats saying about Bush right now? I mean, double the growth rate of government what it was with Clinton, every major Great Society program ballooning, metastasizing, wildly blooming, and then meanwhile these judges he's appointing left and right are to use the false left-right spectrum, you know, are left of Hillary Clinton. I mean, the Democrats, I've told Democrats that hate Bush, if you love your party's views, then you should, you know, really know what the policies are. You should like Bush, not hate him.
Well, I think they do, and I think they would like Tom DeLay to hang around and all these problems to exist and that Karl Rove remains a punching bag. But, you know, they do complain a bit, and they'll even talk about the Constitution and states' rights and balanced budgets and cutting back. But no, they're not believable. You know, who's going to believe that Democrats are really serious about fiscal conservatism? And they talk that way and they pretend that they're concerned, but they really aren't. And they just, you know, are the problem as much as anything. They were the ones that helped Bush get past the Patriot Act. They're the ones who helped Bush pass all this warmongering, neocon interventionism. So, they offer nothing. Although on occasion, their rhetoric sounds like the old Republicans used to sound.
Well, Congressman, do you get the feeling I get? And if you don't, I mean, obviously tell us, but, you know, they passed the National ID Card, Real ID Act. They're pushing for open borders. They passed the new Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing and drugging. They, just everything, you know, Bush up there saying torture's good. All of this, hey, let's get rid of Posse Comitatus. Let's have troops run your life. I mean, it seems like the freight train is going down a steeper and steeper grade, and no one's in control, and it just seems like there's a wild corporate orgy of looting going on.
You know, it's real easy to blame Congress and the president, and they deserve a lot of blame. But to me, it's so strange that the president can make these proposals, and they're even plausible. I mean, they shouldn't even be plausible. When he talks about martial law dealing with some epidemic that might come later on to have forced quarantines, doing away with posse comitatus in order to deal with natural disasters as well as the potential of terrorist act. But hardly anybody says anything. People must be scared to death. They must say, well, you know, somebody's going to get me. So therefore, and they have no confidence in themselves.
But Congressman, I mean, you're a veteran yourself. You're a medical doctor. I've heard a lot of other medical doctors on air saying that a quarantine's going to do nothing. You can't quarantine it. And that this thing's being way overhyped. And that Rumsfeld, by the way, is tied into the company that's selling this flu pill. They're going to make at least $4 billion in the next few months. And it's Bush out there pushing this entire thing. But, I mean, you know, it's we need martial law because of the terrorist threat.
Yeah,
we need martial law because of the hurricane. We need martial law because of the bird flu. I mean, it's every day it's martial law.
And they have the propaganda machine. They get the attention. But it has to be worked with the people who have become frightened and scared. I don't think this could have happened, you know, 150 years ago. Or, you know, I don't think the people would have been so complacent. So things are coming together to their benefit. But I agree, it is the president hyping this and the Rumsfeld, and but it has to be in combination with the people being fearful enough that they will accept the man on the white horse.
Well, you're a medical doctor. Can you give us your take on this bird flu?
Probably no more of an expert than anybody else. My first reaction, just with my political and medical background, would be that it's way overly hyped. And that to think that they have gotten this far with it without a single case in the whole country, and they're willing to change the law and turn it into a military state,
but then,
I mean,
sir,
that is unbelievable.
But isn't it even more obvious that every week it's some new reason?
Yeah, and I imagine it's going to continue, but they are determined that they're going to have martial law, and people seem to think that coming out of New Orleans, you know, they saw the breakdown on law and order and said, well, it was all those state people. They couldn't take care of themselves.
Why do they want martial law? The people are putting up with it. We're putting up with all the corporate contracts and the scams and all the corruption and the bloated deficit. I mean, why is this, these corporate interests that control Bush, why are they so obsessed with having troops on the street corners of America? I mean, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 98 was saying that in the Army Times, that troops on the street corner, you know, that means safety.
I think they're concerned about the remnant of those individuals who don't buy into this stuff and think that they should take care of themselves on their own, that they should have their own guns and their own provisions, and they don't want to depend on the government at all, and I think that is a threat to those who want to hold power. So, you know, the demonstration, I think there was some confiscation or threat of confiscation of guns even in New Orleans, and certainly the move in this country that we're trying to create this new perfect democracy, Iraq, that's one of the things that they want to make sure is that the people don't have guns. So they don't want any resistance to their authoritarian rule.
So talking to Congressman Ron Paul here, he's coming to the exact same conclusion that we have in articles we've written and what other people are saying, and now even mainstream newspapers. We're living in a twilight zone with the government openly wanting to use the military on us to confiscate our guns. And Congressman, I don't know if you've seen my videos, but I've been to urban warfare drills in Hebron, Maryland, and in California, and in North Carolina, and I'm talking 6-7 years ago, where they were training the Marines to take our guns, and they were training domestically, sir, and I have the video, and then now it's being manifest, and people are having trouble dealing with it, but I mean, where is it going? You think they'll really have the...
Well, in some ways it may serve our interests as well, because, you know, I complain about the people being too complacent, but I think there is going to be a limit. I just think that the gun issue is one that they will not win in this country, because I think the American people ultimately think they do have a responsibility for themselves, and I think they're realizing that the local police never protect them. They're helpful at times, but they're really not what provide protection. You just think of a state like Texas, all the rural areas and probably any state in the country. You're not protected because they're a policeman. You're protected there because most people know you have a gun in your house. And so you could be totally isolated, but you're reasonably safe, safer than you are in the inner city, because in the inner city you have all the policemen, but there are no guns. The people don't have any guns. They've all been taken from them. So I think it'd be very hard to take the guns. And if they try to, I think our numbers will grow. And I think that's the same way it is. There's a growing number of people who are interested in protecting themselves financially, and they want to hold metals, you know, as the ultimate reserve against paper money. And I think that they're going to have trouble. And it's a shame, but I'm afraid it's going in that direction.
Well, you know, a diver who's diving at 500 feet, he gets narcosis. He gets high from the mixture he's breathing from the tank. And it seems like people in high places get delusional throughout history and on these power trips and think they're invincible. In fact, it always happens. Hitler, you know, attacking four countries at the same time. It seems like, though, we're starting to see that out of Washington itself. Do you think they're ever going to come back to ground, or is it just going to have to collide?
Well, let's hope they come to their senses, because one day I think these guys are ready to start a war with Iran, or they're ready to start a war with Syria or North Korea or China. Then the next day I think, they can't possibly do that. It's so insane. We don't have the money. We don't have the troops. We probably don't even have the ammunition anymore because they consume so much every single day. But if they are truly delusional, they just might do something that's totally irrational.
Well, I mean, the top army people told them don't invade Iraq, and they did it. Sir, a quick break. Just a few minutes on the other side. I want to talk about where your campaign's going, how folks can support it. On the other side, stay with us, Congressman.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
S-1145, the mind control thought crime bill, could go to the full Senate vote any time. So, folks, I don't know when it's going to happen. It could happen today, tomorrow, next week. So be aware of that. Ron Paul had loving Mr. DeLay rewrite his district against the congressman. Oh, yeah, they don't just write him for the Republicans. They write him against people like Ron Paul, putting his district into Galveston, which is predominantly liberal Democrat, and they're running some neocon against him. And so people need to support Ron this year. They're really going to come after him, as they've done in the past. Congressman, folks can call 1-800-RON-PAUL, 1-800-RON-PAUL, or they can go to libertycommittee.org, can't they?
That is right, and you can find me there and communicate with me if you'd like to get on my list.
1-800-RON-PAUL or libertycommittee.org. I know you've got faith in the future of this country, and obviously Bush is a puppet of private interest, and so he's like birdcage liner. They can put a new one in. But, I mean, really, isn't it time to move for impeachment of Bush? If we've got him bringing forward this new Supreme Court nominee. We've got him calling for martial law. We've got him saying torture's good. We've got him calling for amnesty. I mean, isn't that a reason?
Yeah, well, I think legalistically there's enough evidence there. I think in a practical political sense, and impeachment is a political process, it's probably nowhere close because, you know, there's a Republican Congress, and that's one reason. And the second is that it's not going to go anywhere. That's the whole problem. And if you did happen to be successful, you're going to end up with Dick Cheney, and he's worse.
What about these indictments? Last question. I mean, there's crystals on Fox News saying there's going to be indictments in the next few weeks.
I think there's a lot more excitement coming, and it's not going to be good for the Republicans.
What are you hearing?
Well, my things that I hear has to do with Karl Rove and Abramoff. That's much, much worse than anybody believed, and it involves delay as well. But and that type of an indictment will be much more serious than the indictment of shifting campaign funds around. So
is it something completely separate from what we've even been hearing?
Oh, well, we've heard about Abramoff, the lobbyist, the one that got all that money from the Indian reservations.
Yes.
And he was the one that ran the campaign in South Carolina and really went after John McCain. And John McCain's the one who's investigating Abramoff. So there's some real political infighting there that could be very interesting. And then Karl Rove may be indicted of the plane affair. You know, everybody, I don't think anybody doubts that he was involved.
What about Scooter Libby?
I think pretty much he was involved too. Whether they get an indictment on him will be another thing. But he's you know, Dick Cheney's buddy, and they're the ones who really, really had a lot of power and clout.
What do we know about Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney?
Don't know much about him. Just hope he's an honest guy. But he seems to be pursuing this, so we'll see what happens. If it all dissipates in about 2 days and say, well, we didn't find anything, then you can be suspicious again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, look at how George Bush protected Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton left office. I mean,
yeah.
But it would be good to see somebody get in trouble. Well, Congressman, I really appreciate you spending the time, and God bless you. And we're all going to try to support you over at libertycommittee.org or 1-800-RON-PAUL. And thanks for spending time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. I want to thank all those of you that came out to see Order of Death and then the re-edited, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove last night. That was wonderful. Thanks for all the support. We're going to have one more showing now coming up, not this Thursday, but next Thursday with the 26th or 7th. And you can get those tickets now at Infowars.com, but you better hurry and do it because they'll sell out quick as well. If you want hard copies of any of these documentary films, go to Infowars.com. Or use a safe, secure online shopping cart. Or simply go to prisonplanet.tv, get an online membership, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Well, the congressman talking about one world government and total martial law. Pretty interesting. God bless. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.